Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. On your props, it's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I'm very happy because it's Selling Sunset Day. Party! Woo-hoo!
Love me some Selling Sunset.
Yes, me too. What a fun episode. This episode is called Everybody Loves Mary.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Everyone does love Mary.
Thanks for being with us today, guys. Go get your masks over at Crappens Merch if you want to hear our bonus episodes or see our video recaps, which are done 2 times a week. You can get those on Crappens On Demand or talk to each other on Discord, our private Discord channel. Go sign up on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Let's get into Everybody Loves Mary.
Yeah, let's do it. So the episode opens up at Barry's Pizza.
Which rhymes with Heather... Mary. It rhymes with Mary.
Everybody loves Barry's Pizza. Mary. Barry's Pizza is actually really good, but it's really expensive. So, like, I never order it.
Well, I ain't paying for that. I'm paying that shit for pizza.
It's a lot.
Crazy.
I ordered it once, and I was like, why is this costing me $45?
Yeah.
So, that's just some, like, inside LA scoop for everyone. You know, one of the good things about being on Selling Sunset is not only do you know what houses are about to hit the market, you also know what pizzas are overpriced. So,
super important info coming from this show.
Yeah. So Heather, Maya, and Christine go to Barry's Pizza and they walk in and Maya's like, oh, that pizza looks so good. Then again, I'm ready to eat everything. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?
Because
I'm pregnant, ladies. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. And Heather's on the phone. And she says, well, what are you doing, Heather? Making nail appointment? Huh? I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. They're still horrified that she even made a joke that she would eat everything. They're like, how could you do that, Maya? How could you eat everything?
And Christine's like, working hard or hardly working, bitch?
I'm just like trying to support the family. Tark said I have to put in the work. I'm not unhappy about this at all.
I was watching Flipper Flop this weekend, as I'm wont to do, and, you know, obviously he's divorced, and so now Christina's not in every episode, because she's also got to film Christina on the calls. You know what? We should put the tiles in, but instead of horizontal, we should do them vertical. So she wasn't on this episode I was watching, and instead he has his little girl helping him.
Oh, no.
And he's like, what pattern should go together? And she's like, well, that one's gray and that one's white. Ah, I'm a mini Christina. And he's like, you're going to work for daddy one day. And the whole time I was like, oh, there's Heather's best friend.
Yeah. I hope she had a good nine-year-old birthday. So
that's
Heather...
a little girl who got a Manza in so much trouble.
Yeah, seriously. So the waitress comes by to take their orders. And Maya's like... oh, could I have peanut butter smoothie, but, like, is it milkshakey? Is it milkshaking? Because I could eat everything right now. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Of course I couldn't. I have a limited amount of space in my stomach, of course.
And the waitress is like, I mean, I can make it a milkshake if you want. She's like, oh, yes. Good. Thank you. And Heather goes, I'm having water for lunch. Thank you.
Christine gets sweet potato fries. They're at a pizzeria and they've gotten a milkshake, fries, and water between the three of them. So good. Hey, did you hear that Mary got a new car? Oh my god.
Oh, maybe it's because Jason feeds her leads all the time, so she can afford a new car, huh?
Maybe if we had leads, we could get Nissan Sentra, you know?
And Christine's like, yeah, it's like this. And she gets a bowl, and she puts it on another bowl, and then another bowl. She's like, that's what he does. He's like, here, have all these bowls, Mary. Okay, all the bowls are for Mary.
And then they just, like, do a close-up shot of the stack of plates she's made. Like, ooh, damning evidence of favoritism.
He gets all the pie. Mary gets all the pie, right, girls? Oh, my God. I hope that's vegan pie that I just imagined.
She gets all the pie, and it doesn't even have any calories in it. It's so unfair.
So Heather's like, well, did you get anything with Jason ever? And Christine's like, oh, once, bitch. And Maya's like, well, Brett gave me one, but that's Brett. You know, this is Jason's company. I bring him deals all the time.
But tough luck. We didn't date Jason, so now we just have to play with plates and stack them to make ourselves look like powerful real estates.
and Christine, my favorite reality show, saying, at the end of the day, there'll be nothing for nothing. And that's all you can get from the life of the poor. It's a struggle. It's a war. I always sing that in my head when they say that. At the end of the day, Jason tells me, like, I'm so hard on you because I know how capable you are. And, like, we're both alphas, so we butt heads, but I respect you. And if I didn't give you shit, then I wouldn't respect you.
So does that mean that he doesn't respect Mary and doesn't think that she's capable? Is that what that's the implication of?
Also, I love how that comes full circle by the end of the episode.
Exactly. And that is also, by the way, the biggest line of bullshit that bosses tell people that they are abusing. I'm only hard on you because I see so much potential in you. I know you can handle it. That's why I'm hard on you. That's all. That's all. I wouldn't be hard like this on someone I didn't care for. That's called abusing. That's called abusive relationships. That's like when people say, like, you can't do any better than me or something like that. It's just a total mind fuck.
God, leave. You're making me rethink my whole childhood. Thanks a lot, Ben. So my bad. I'm only hard on you because I believe in you. Now I'm like, you fucking abuser.
I'm only hard on you because I believe in you. And because I believe in you, I want to break your spirits. That way you don't surpass me.
I believe in you. That's why I'm forcing you to play softball and cry on the middle of a field of boys who are later going to beat you up. Have fun with that.
So then, yeah, the girl's like, well, the men all just have huge egos. Everyone has ego. And so Maya's like, you know, I'm going to talk to Jason about maybe opening up Oppenheim Group in Miami instead, getting my broker's license and eating everything in sight. I'm just kidding. I can't eat everything in sight. Heather, don't worry. I won't eat everything. Don't worry.
And Heather's like, yeah, I'm sick of egotistic males. It's like, oh, ouch.
They're all in cahoots with each other.
And Christine goes, why don't you be your own fucking broker, Maya? I mean, like, why not? I mean, would you ever consider leaving? Is that why I can finish your sentence? Because I have already thought of these? Let's think about it while we have smoothie shaky.
Heather, how's your water? Is it good? Is it good? Is it feeling stomach? Okay, good.
I'll be the moon breaking through the ceiling. I'll be the moon. Breaking through the ceiling. Like, that's not the story of the moon.
Moons are not enclosed in a room. They're just like in their own. They're literally in open space. Like, it's literally the definition of space. That's what the moon is.
Sometimes I feel like Heather is writing these songs.
She is. She's like, ooh, I love that. I love that lyric. Okay, the moon in a ceiling. I love that.
I'd like to present my new song, I'm Having Water for Lunch.
Zero cal, zero animal, hurt by this bev, it's water for ev.
So we go to the 3-bedroom, 4-bathroom, $3.5 million redo that the girls are in charge of remodeling and stuff for the new concierge.
Yeah, it's at Fennel Place, and Amanda and Heather are showing up, and Heather's like, can we hold each other down this hill? It's like a steep hill, and I haven't eaten anything except for water since yesterday, so I'm a little unsteady.
And they get their own song for trying to come down the driveway in stiletto heels. Like, they're both helping each other wobble down, and it's like, it's raining, the sky breaks down in pieces.
This hill is harder to walk down than those stairs in that faraway country known as Los Feliz.
But if you think about it, the trajectory of this song, okay, I'll be the moon breaking through the ceiling. So it breaks through the ceiling, but now it's raining because the sky is breaking down in pieces. So I think the moon broke through a ceiling and then broke through another ceiling.
Rain is just a lunch that fell over.
Rain is school lunch. It's just falling on everybody.
I hate rain. It's like someone spitting calories at me.
So they come, Heather and Amanda come into this house, and Heather's like, oh my god, it looks so much better. And Amanda's like, oh my god, this place is looking so good, but I'm hoping everything goes well because I'm still like trying to prove myself to everyone and also myself.
Yeah, it's just really hard because I haven't sold anything. So then Angel, the design manager, comes out and he's like, so this floor situation got a little out of control. There was like water damage. By the way, water? Someone damaged lunch? Oh my god.
Who beat up lunch?
Who picked up lunch? Who was eating lunch on these floors?
He's like, it's gonna be $5,000 more. And Imad was like, okay, well, one of the floors gonna be done. It needs to be done within 2 weeks. He's like, not gonna happen, okay? We have to pay expediting fees. And she's like, oh my god.
Did you notice, by the way, that it like suddenly there was like a Stanley Kubrick piano in the background going blink, 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 blink. I was like expecting people to come out in masks or something.
Yeah. And Heather's like, this is not going to go well. Jason's intimidating. And like when a lot of money's involved, it's like he's fronting it. I do not want to give him the bad news about lunch.
So we have an extra week. That's an extra 5K. So I'm hoping to keep this at around 25K. So where are we at right now? And they're like, 38,000. She's like, what? Where did that extra 8,000 come from? I mean, how many lunch waters do we have to give out to these people?
Maybe if the mood would stop breaking the goddamn roof. he's like, no, it's 38. And Amanda goes, oh, I don't even see anyone working. And then they cut to inside where there's three guys working that they just said hi to.
Yeah. First they spilled lunch on the floor, and now they're not even working to clean it up.
So Amanda's like, you gotta call him. No, you can call him. You know what? Let's make Mary call him. Rochambeau. All right, who calls him? Rochambeau. 35,000. That's what it adds up to. We're past the math now, Heather. Okay? We're past the math.
So Amanda has to call, and she's like, you know what, I'm gonna start by saying, Jason, I was early, but I'm gonna miss an entire listing later today. So
Heather goes, bitch, you were 15 minutes late.
All right, Jason, it's Amanda, your favorite person. Heather has something to tell you.
Okay, are you in a good mood? What's the bad news, girls? Come on. What is it? Just tell me the bad news. Amanda has something to tell you. I'm taking a call from my new best friend who's now 9 years old and just picked out some new tiles on Flipper Flop.
All right, Jason, it's Amanda again. So there was a lunch situation here, and here's Heather again. She's going to finish the rest of the sentence.
The floors are fat because they ate lunch. There. It's going to cost $19 million.
Yeah, we have to send the floors to a fat farm. It's going to cost a lot of money.
So Jason's like, yeah, you know, I don't think the client's going to be happy, girls. But guess what? There's no choice, all right? Because if we fail, it's on us. So I'm going to do everything that needs to be done, and I'm going to front the money. And you know what? You guys can stress about it.
They're like, wow. She's like, well, we almost had Mary call you because it was so scary. But then we figured that if she called you, she might fall in love with you again because you guys dated once.
We were going to have Mary call you, but we didn't want her to get another house to sell.
We were going to have Mary call you, but we think that her garage is at capacity with all the cars she's been buying lately.
So calling Mary is not going to help. IRMEOH, rolling my eyes over here.
So then we see the valley. For some reason, it cracks me up every time they go to the valley because they put up the valley. And then we see Chriselle driving along, and she's like, so this is Valley Village. It's a really cute area. It's super, super residential. There have been about 8 people who are really terrible who've moved over here recently. You may have seen them on TV, but they're all around here. You don't have to even talk to them.
Don't worry. Half of them have been fired, so they'll probably be in the Ralphs all day, every day.
Yeah, they're probably just going to move on up to Reseda. So you'll be safe here in Valley Village.
Oh, Reseda, that's where Bueller was born.
Is it really?
Dripping, yeah. I adopted Bueller from Reseda. Do you remember Bueller? He hates me.
Oh, wasn't Reseda also mentioned in Free Fallen?
And I have been ever since. I fell in love with that little dog. Free
Fallen. It's a cool, it's like, well, no, maybe it's not. It mentions Ventura Boulevard. I don't know.
Yeah, well, this scene of going to the valley has the best anthem. I know where I'm going. I'm in controlling. You keep your eyes on me. Yeah. You keep your eyes on me. Like, wow, this is the most powerful song leading to the valley I think that's ever been written.
I don't think anyone who's gone to the valley knows where they're going. Because then they wouldn't be going there. Chrishell is, so she's actually driving Mary and Romaine, because they want to do a flip. And Mary says it's really exciting because Romaine can do a lot of the work himself, which saves them a lot of money, which I don't know. I mean, I believe he's very burly, and I feel like burly men usually can do construction, but I also feel like Romaine's just going to spend most of the time eating snacks.
Yes. I don't believe Romaine can do shit. I haven't seen proof that Romaine is useful in any way. And also, no. This is not a flip.
Yeah. At all. It's also not a flip. It's also a...
It's a house under construction, but like the floors, everything's ready for finishing touches in this house. Like they've
except
already
for the
started.
Office floor. The office floor. Did you notice that they're like, well, in here we have an office, and like the floors were like sloping. I'm like, this is perfect for Mary. The last thing that Mary needs is a floor that slopes. She already has a hard enough time. She already walks like she's on a very sloped floor. So the last thing she needs is a more slope.
Well, maybe it'll make her look like she's walking straight.
Maybe. She's always very steady on the sloping floor.
Mary's the only person on an elliptical trainer that looks like she's just staying steady the whole time.
So Romaine is just like, they're looking at all these rooms, and Romaine is just scowling at everything like, hmm, hmm, hmm. He's like mad that there's like no tray of snacks anywhere. Hmm, hmm,
yeah, he really does have a butt face. So Chriselle's like, yeah, as realtors, we find houses before there's any competition. And she's like, well, eventually, whatever. She shows him the house and the backyard. And Romaine's like, oh, super cool. You can do barbecue. Wow, was that your...
Was that your personality coming through, Romaine?
Yeah. Romaine's been watching a lot of flipping shows because that's what every guy says. They're like, oh, backyard, barbecue. I'm a guy. I'm a guy. Yeah.
And then his and hers closets, and Chriselle goes, the secret to a long marriage, and I know the secret because I'm in a long marriage, is his and hers closets. No marriage will ever fail if you have his and hers closets.
And Chriselle's like, whoa, this bathroom is amazing. You guys, I'm getting a call, so I'm going to take it right over here while you talk about guy things. Say something about barbecue again. That was really good, Romaine.
So they're talking about, like, yeah, this is really great because... there's four bedrooms, so when your family comes to visit, we can put them in there. Or if maybe we want to start a family, maybe something like that. And he's like, oh, did you get the results? What did you get? What did you get in there, huh? Like, the croissant in the oven.
I got the results. I did. I got the results. I did. I got them. I got them. And he goes, what did you get?
What do you think I got? It's like, why are you teasing this out, Mary?
And he's
this
like,
is not like a moment to be coy.
He's like, you always said you were really, really fertile. Wow. It's like, you always promised me you were fertile, lady. I hope you weren't lying about it.
Like my favorite shape. Like my favorite shape, the crescent. I thought you were fertile.
She's like, well, I am fertile myrtle, but they recommend us freezing eggs or embryos because every year the number of eggs diminishes. But congratulations, you married a very fertile old lady.
I know. I mean, have you ever tried to make souffle with old eggs? It does not work. I understand these eggs very well. It's like, Romaine, you know these are not chicken eggs that she's talking about, right? What, you're getting chicken eggs checked, so we have breakfast for family, right?
So then Christine and Davina are in the
Wait,
office.
Wait, now, before we get to Christina and Davina, the B-roll people went bonkers right here. Because we see all these random-ass shots. First, we see a lady with a bag posing for a friend, like, Instagram. And then we see two people walking on the street dressed like Jack of Jack in the Box. They have, like, big ping pong heads, but they have one of them has purple dreads and one of them has pink dreads. I was like, what is happening? And then there were like these two twin girls who were both dressed like vintage Britney Spears, and the music goes, I'll make it, you want it, I'll make you want it so bad. I was like, what are these strange images and music?
Fucking
and
crazy
sounds
town. Okay, so you know how Louis Vuitton has the brown bags with LV on them?
Yeah.
What are the bags that are gray with initials all over them in the same
Ross
style?
Bags.
What is it?
Ross Dress for Less bags. They give you those when you
they
check
do
out.
Not. Those are white and blue. But there's another brand that's like that.
It could be Louis Vuitton also, maybe, just a different style.
Maybe. But they also show a close-up of some guy's shoes. that are that. It's like that, like Louis Vuitton shoes. And then he like moves one like he's pointing it. And I was like, ooh, those are the douchiest shoes. Like, where do we live?
I know. LA is crazy.
It's so stupid. So Christine and Davina are in the office, and Christine's like, oh my God, this hair is so fucking curly, man.
Yeah, it's like super curly. It is super curly. I can't have my hair curled anymore because Adnan subjected me to electric treatment to my scalp, so as a punishment. So straight hair for the rest of my life, girls.
So I guess we're having a Friendsgiving at the office. It's like, are you going to go? She's like, yeah, I guess. And then the little dog jumps on Christine and she goes, ah, this is Chanel.
And she, this dogs have no sense of style. And then she turns to Davina and she goes, I want to talk to you for a second. I'm like, that's what you guys were already doing, but continue. Jason, I love that when someone transitions.
Jason was really hard on you. It's like, yeah, I mean, it was like good to notice that like everyone else was like backing me up.
Mary didn't, but everyone else did.
Yeah, Mary didn't. Like the one person not backing me up, it was Mary. So, I don't know why he keeps giving her listings. Like, maybe it's because of their prior relationship. But when there are equals and, like, one person gets preferential treatment because of that, that is unusual. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like, how does he not see we're all saying you're being tough on us and then heavily favoring Mary? I mean, like, how does he not even notice? Doesn't he realize how hard it is to give her manila envelopes while she's tottering about in the office? How does he not see that?
Well, Mary has Stockholm Syndrome. Like, anything Jason says, she's like, yes, sir, you're right, sir, yes, sir. I mean, the only one who says things are me and Maya.
Yeah, Christine goes, I had lunch with Maya and Heather, and Maya seemed really fed up. She was stressed eating everything in sight and saying, I don't know how much longer I can take this. I'm so mad. I'm Maya. And then she flipped the table, and she took some pizza dough and smothered it on Heather's face, and Heather passed out because it wasn't vegan, and then she lit it all on fire, and we're lucky to be alive. Maya was so angry. I'm like, she was not that angry. She was,
I know. I love it, because when they were having that lunch, I was like, oh, Christine is asking you these questions like she's being supportive, and she's going to immediately go start shit about it, you know?
Yeah.
Maya 100%. Said she wanted to start her own brokerage. What do you think about that, Jason?
Yeah, and so, yeah, she's like, I think if Maya leaves, that's going to be the straw that breaks the very short camel's back. Am I right?
You know, it's like a lot to put up with, and people could bounce. And if people bounce, then they could like, go high. And if they go high, they could hit the ceiling. And if they hit the ceiling, they're basically moons. Good luck having a moon sell your house.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Con.
Hey, Pineapple Street Studios has a new show.
It's called Back Issue, and you're not going to want to miss this.
It's hosted by Tracy Clayton, who you know is the host of Another Round and Strong Black Legends, and by Pineapple Street Studios producer Josh Quinn.
On each episode, they revisit unforgettable moments in pop culture that we all think we remember to learn what these moments can teach us about where we are now.
Like Tyra Banks and all the craziness we let her get away with on America's Next Top Model.
Or how In Living Color, a show once on the cutting edge of black comedy, has touched your life, whether you watched it or not.
Or maybe we can just reminisce about heydays of girl groups in the late 90s, like SWV, you know? Where did they go? Seriously, where are they?
Pop culture is political, but it's also fun. Do you remember fun?
I do. Now more than ever, it is so important to find joy in your life. Being joyful in tough times is an act of revolution.
Back Issue is a Pineapple Street Studios original.
Available now everywhere free podcasts are sold. So then we go to Heather. She's at a gallery because the person who owns the Fennel House, she has a gallery. And last week she said, just so you know, if you want some of my art for my gallery to stage the house, just come on by and I'll get you some art. So Heather was supposed to go to the gallery with Amanda. Because Amanda was staging it. But Kat's like, so is Amanda coming? And Heather's like, she's actually not. She had a personal issue, so I'm filling in for her. And whatever she's doing, I'm sure she's late. So that's that.
And she tells us, poor thing, has to go to court to get full custody. Of course I'm going to help her. But unlike her, I'm not going to reveal any personal information about her having to fight for custody of her children publicly. It's like, oh, that's kind of what you're doing. But yeah. I get your point, but just eat your water.
Yeah, so your water. So Kat's showing around the gallery, and Heather's like, I mean, I'm not the expert like Amanza is, but I'll do my best, especially given that she's not here for our appointment. I'll do my best. I hope that wherever she is, someone is forgiving her for being very late.
You know what? I will say this. I would like to fight for custody of that painting. It's gorgeous.
I almost want to have a moment to date that painting. I almost want that painting to court me a little bit. I have to really divorce myself from these feelings, though.
Yeah. I really hope that that painting can give me some kind of support. So then we go to Amanda and Mary, who are probably the nicest dressed people to ever go to City Hall.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, they look like they're going to like a club.
Yeah, they really do. So they are going to court because Amanda is fighting for full custody. Fustody sounds like something British. Do you have fustody? So she's fighting.
Oh, well, Tom over there, full fustody today, isn't he?
It's a beautiful day. Unfortunately, that poor Haley has some fustody issues to deal with.
So they go to they have a bonding moment. And Amanda's like, you know, like, I'm a little stressed about feeding them and putting clothes on their back, but, you know, and it's sad.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a real thing. You're like, oh, wait, they're doing something real with their life right now. So they go off to the courthouse.
Yeah.
And then we go back to the gallery where Heather is like, she has to pick out art. And she's like, this is actually my first time picking out art for a home. I actually don't like going to museums and art gallery things. I don't know if they're called art galleries or like something like that, but like, yeah, this is a lot. This is actually my absolute favorite art gallery I've been to be honest. I've never actually gone to an art gallery. God. So.
Wow. And then she's just laughing. She's like, ha 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 ha. I'm so stupid. So Kat's like, well, this is my favorite artist. This is Flory. And she goes, what? What else do you have? She goes, well, this one is by Punkbenda. She's like, what? Oh my God.
I love these colors. This is amazing. That's actually just the door. Oh.
What does that say? Gold. Exit. That's the exit sign above the door.
This one here, this is by Charles Patrick. It's actually international currency. Cut into tiny little butterflies. I love it. Now, what's currency?
Oh my God, this one looks just like a toilet. It is a toilet.
Now, this one here on the floor, what's this one called? That's the floor.
That one's ringing. Just get out.
I love this one. This is amazing. You're not even inside the gallery anymore. You're in traffic. I like the lion.
Can I take this one? That's a lady's baby. Please put that down.
Oh, I love how this one feels. It's like that cool interactive art. That's a street lamp. Please stop touching it. There's bubblegum nearby.
So then we go over to Christine's house, and she's with Christian. And she's like, let's see if these are load-bearing walls.
I can only imagine what she was looking at. It was probably her cake. Okay, I want my venue to be held up by cake. So Lisa, the party planner, comes over. And Christine is, like, patting herself on the back She's like, this is my first time getting this far in wedding planning. I mean, Lord knows I've been down this path about 15 times, but this time we really, like, I think we're going all the way.
She goes, I hope I don't turn into Julia Roberts. No, not the whore one. The bride one, where she runs away on a horse.
You know, when Julia Roberts was in that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde movie that was terrible, that's the one I want to be.
Oh my God, I'm Julia Roberts right now. I totally forgot who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. Sorry. I mean, less homecoming and more runaway bride, right?
I'm Julia Roberts, and I want to spill orange juice on Hugh what's his face's shirt.
Why is Jason Alexander trying to fuck me right now? Okay, let's just get out of this Julia Roberts moment.
Look, I know Steven Soderbergh now because I'm at that part of Julia Roberts' life. And now every time you see me, I'm in orange or in blue lighting.
So Lisa's like, let's talk wedding. What's your vision? What's the theme? And Christine goes, well, I want to get married like in a church.
And then she goes,
wow,
a cathedral of sorts. I'm like, okay, we'll just call up Paris to see how they're doing with that Notre Dame restoration to see if it's available for you.
It's just so funny. It's like, Wow, I'm gonna get married in a church. And I want it to be like Gothic winter wonderland, like, you know, like I want it to snow,
like somehow.
And Christian goes, yeah, because you don't get that in LA.
Yeah. So then she's like, I want pasta and I want truffles, but I want pizza and fried things too.
Yeah. And a white cake with strawberries like bleeding down, like till death do us part vibes, you know?
Lisa's eyes are crazy. She's like darting left and right, like, oh my God, is this bitch crazy? Oh my God. Oh my God. And then Christine goes, but I want the cake to be black on the outside, but then you open it and surprise, it's white, but it's red. But then there's a green part. And if you find the green part, you have to make the cake next time because it's New Orleans.
And Lisa's like, do you want live bands? And she's we don't want any. I don't want any of that shit.
So you don't want the theme song to Southern Charm? Is that what you're saying? She's like, don't want that song.
You know that like, I don't want that shit.
You know that song? You know what song I really hate? Like, it's like, I don't think anyone, wedding bands play graduation songs. Yeah, but I don't want it. Just saying it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck that song. Fuck graduation.
So, do you want a bridal party? No, I do not want to do that bridal party thing. It's distracting. Like, I don't want to see people crying and like sneezing and swaying back and forth because they're drunk. Basically, like Mary, all right? I don't want any Marys there.
If I could put Mary in a cage, like at that one bar, I'm down with that. I'm always okay with Mary in a cage, but I want no bitches, no buffet, no speeches, just a black cake that's actually a white cake that actually is a red cake. Okay, that's what I want in a cathedral.
And Lisa goes, tight.
Oh, so now this is my favorite transition. Oh, wait, unless you had something else to say about that scene.
No, go for it.
Okay. So we hear Trixie, and Trixie goes like this. How you like me now? Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna show you what I'm made of. How you like me now? Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna show you I was born for this. And then it cuts to someone slicing a baguette and placing a pecan pie onto a table. Like, whoa, you showed them I was made for this. Serving a pecan pie.
I'm a kind of waiter, bitch.
How you like me now? We have a delightful ham and a turkey for your choices.
We're at Friendsgiving in the office, and a big long ass table throughout the whole office, and the twins are there, and they're like, wow, this is crazy, this is huge, look at all these people, friends and family, whoa.
Yeah, this night is the confluence of all my favorite things. Family, my closest friends, the food is epic, there's TVs in the floor that take 10 minutes to come up. It's my favorite meal of the year, my favorite night of the year, and I got to condescend to all the women all at once.
Mm-hmm. Then Mary and Romaine, everybody basically starts arriving, and as each person comes in, every person just goes, oh my God, pretty.
It's pretty. Oh my God, it's so pretty. This is pretty. This is really pretty. It's pretty. And then there's like a shot of Romaine just standing by a giant bell, because we don't know what the bell is there for. We just see he's standing by a giant bell and he's just chewing on food. And we hear Heather go, are you eating already? And he goes, no.
And then, of course, Christine comes in like some gold sequin dress with a fur shawl over her shoulder. And Heather almost loses her boob at the front of her dress.
What are galleries?
And Davina goes, JT in the house. Which I didn't understand what that meant. Was that Justin Timberlake was there? I don't know.
I don't know. But I didn't even write down anything for Davina, so that's where we stand.
We do meet Deborah, which is Jason and Brett's mom, who is not what I was expecting. But then we also meet their dad, Bennett, who is exactly who I was expecting.
So Jason's like, hey, Chriselle, see that bell over there? You were the inspiration for that bell. One hit for each million.
We actually invited Peter Cetera in here to sing a song dedicated to that bell and to you, Chriselle.
You're the inspiration behind the bell. You're the inspiration. Wanna ring the bell? Because you sold a house.
You know what's the sign that you're in a perfect marriage? You get to ring a big bell.
Right in front of Peter Cetera.
So Heather goes, Oh my God, Jason, that's giant. And he goes, if I had a nickel. They're like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And then everybody starts to eat, and then you hear Heather go, I should have brought a vegan pot pie.
By the way, just a note to the production company, if you want to like do a TV show about food, I fully support it, because I was like drooling at all this food. They shot it so beautifully. I was like, oh my God, I need all this food in my stomach right now.
Heather just keeps looking at everything going, what is this? I don't know if I can have any of this. What is this? Is that a vegetable?
Is that art? I'm just going to have veggies, I guess. I don't know. I was just going to have water, but I guess I'll have a veggie.
Mm-hmm. Is that butter on there? Is there butter? That's the exit sign, Heather.
Oh, look at this hanging hat. No, that's the bell.
So she's like, Christine goes, oh my God, I can't believe I'm drinking Oppenheim wine. That's how you know I'm desperate.
Yeah. It's actually not good. It's not good. No, it's not. It's awful, Maya, you stupid bitch. I thought you were leaving this place. I just also want to point out that everyone at that table looked like, I feel like, people I would see at Cabo Cantina in the mid-aughts, right? Like, Cabo Cantina, which was a bar on the Sunset Strip. I feel like anyone who I ever saw on the Sunset Strip from the years 2003 to 2006 or 7 were now sitting at that table.
They're just missing the baseball caps with, like, the folded rim, you know, like the...
Yeah, Van Housen hats that took LA by storm.
Oh yeah, what were those?
Van Dutch. Yeah, it was like, oh my God. It's like, I guess maybe a better comparison is imagine all the people who are on the hills. Here they all are again. The ones who were on the sidelines of the hills. Here they are again, now sitting at this table.
Yeah, it's like Landon from fucking Southern Charm. So they start talking about their plans for the holiday, and Heather's like, oh, I'm going out of town with Tarek. We're going with family. Amsterdam and Paris, so.
Yeah. And Christine's like, are you expecting anything special to happen in Paris? I don't know, but I do hear that they have an entire lunch buffet that goes right through the middle of the city. Are you talking about the River Seine? Yes.
Oh, it's always risky to take girls to Paris. Girls are always expecting something in Paris.
Girls are so stupid, am I right? High five, bro. High five.
You know, girls, just always waiting for men to make their life complete. Fucking Paris.
So Heather goes, well, I don't want to go with any expectations. I'm like, girl, you have already... You've already sent people commemorative photos of your engagement in Paris, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, you just said you're going on a family vacation with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I mean, I can't wait to marry him, but I can wait.
Which is
such a Heather sentence. And yeah. Christine's like, I have a feeling about this. I have a feeling. She's like, well, we are having a meeting with a school tonight, and we did try on rings.
Yeah, we met with a jeweler, and, you know, also, we're going to an art gallery, which is going to be very exciting, because I just went to my first one today, so I'm really growing as a person.
And Chriselle goes, send a group text if it happens, and Maya goes, yeah, don't let us find out on Instagram. I'm kidding, kind of, Christine, I'm kidding.
Hey, guys, now that we're 2 hours into this meal, where's Amanza?
And Maya goes, so Amanza, has she been helping with the project at all? And Heather's like, it's hard because she's like supposed to be staging and she couldn't go show up. So I had to go pick out art. And like she was dealing with like personal stuff. And Christine goes, aren't we all though? Yeah, Christine. Yeah. You spending millions of somebody else's dollars on a crazy town wedding is the same as fighting for your two fucking children. Come on now.
And then Maya goes, I call her Messy Nancy. I'm like, that doesn't even rhyme or alliterate. I call her Messy Nancy. It's always something late, sick, she forgot her phone in Uber, she break her open house, she has child custody. It's always an event. Messy Nancy.
And Mary's like, you know, I'm like really close with Amantha. I think it's important for Amantha to be spending this Friendsgiving with her family. Like, this is not actually Thanksgiving. You know that, right?
And then we just hear a bong. Oh, someone help. Mary just fell into the bell again. Mary, are you okay? Are you okay? That bell. You really rang that bell. Bell. Why do we put bell between Mary and buffet? Why? So now it's time for the Oppenheim toast. So Brett's like, this is my favorite evening of the year. All my friends and family, there's so much to be thankful of. Even the dumb girls over here. Oh, dumb girls expecting marriage all the time. I love all of you, including the dumb girls and the bell. So let's toast to how functional we all are. And nothing can upstage this moment right now that I'm having right now.
Just wanted to say, boys rule, girls drool. Cheers.
And then Jason stands up and says, oh, and one more thing I'm thankful for. I just closed on the $44 million house.
Ding, 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 ding. Biggest sale in Oppenheim Group ever. And Maya's like, wow, wish it was me, but, you know, it would be nice commission for me. But you know what? Jason worked hard and he deserved it. So I'm not going to hate. I'm going to congratulate. Now I can rhyme. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Suddenly Mazel I can rhyme.
Mazel tov. All right, Chriselle, go ring that bell. Mary, someone get a bandage for Mary. She's just still... Just move her out of the way so you can get to that bell. All right, great.
And Maya's like, who's the buyer? And he's like, signed an NDA. Sorry. Remember when I told you can't talk because I have a showing the next morning? It was that one.
Hey, yeah, Davina, remember when you were just like begging for like 3 more days on your ridiculous thing? And I was like, I wish I could help you, but I have a showing tomorrow. It was for the listing that I just sold that you didn't. That's all, Davina.
Sorry, sucker. So Davina's like, Jason, can I talk to you? I just wanted to say congratulations and like, hey, sorry I gave you a hard time the other day. This is such exciting news. I'm just going to sit here and shake my head at you awkwardly and kind of face my nose down until you ask me what's wrong.
You know, I know how hard it was because I was trying to sell my expensive listing that you canceled. Remember the thing that was going to lead to my future that you canceled and ruined my relationship with a terrorist. Remember that? And then, you don't ever have to apologize. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm too tough on you too, you know, but that's only because I believe in you. I believe in you so much, Davina. So I make it harder for you.
I believe in you the most, you know, like, you have more potential than everyone. All right. And if I'm not hard on you, that's when you should, I'm like, wow. So basically the same exact speech that Christine said that you gave her. So you're just walking around giving this speech to everybody that you're a dick to.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I just don't want you wasting your time. That's why I don't want you with Adnan's house. You know, you should be spending your time in more valuable things like going to mandatory Friendsgivings and shooting a reality show, you know?
All right, dessert. Let's get dessert. And yeah, then he announces, Mary, by the way, Mary, you did a great job on Doheny. I'm bringing you in on Alpine.
Is it an actual alpine skiing slope? Because I have a little bit of trouble going downhill, Jason. Please tell me it's not that.
And Maya is so pissed. And she's like, are you kidding me? I get it, but share a little bit. We all work hard at times. It's a little unfair.
Yeah. And like, you know, I understand that Mary closes more and more and more, but it's because she has more buyers. Okay, like, give us something. Give me, like, literally give me a roll. I'm starving over here. Pregnant lady, hello.
Yeah. And she says, you know, one thing about Maya, she'll say it to your face, you know.
Yeah.
She's like, in this business, you have to hustle, but it's hurting to see someone gets more than us. You know, of course, they're close. And I'm glad to hear Mary see this, too, even though I don't think she's totally right. But she's like, you know, Jason and I have been friends for, like, 15 years, and we dated, like, maybe a year of that. So these girls, like, trying to take away my hard work because we dated? Like, no. I busted my ass. And, like, it's rude and disrespectful to take all my accomplishments and then just brush it off. Like, she's probably just sleeping with him. It's like, no, she was sleeping with him. It's totally different.
Yeah, I was only sleeping for 1 year. And before that, casually hooking up. Do you know how hard that was? Those are accomplishments for me. And, like, no one's celebrating, okay? I just want everyone to know that my favoritism does not come from just sleeping with him. It comes from hanging out with him for 15 years, too, okay?
Yeah. And Maya's like, but what about the rest? We all work. And Davina's like, well, when are we all going to be good enough? Like, when are we going to be good enough? And then Christine just looks at them quietly, like she's immediately going to go tattletale on everybody.
Yeah, some shit. She is.
The
exactly
girls are mad
that.
At you.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, they're mad. Heather was telling me about it over her lunch of water. They are pissed.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of Selling Sunsuit.
What a fun time. Tomorrow we're back with the part one of the Beverly Hills reunion, which looks like an absolute shit show. And if any of the things that have been happening on social media with those women over the past few weeks is any indication, we should have a lot to discuss. So we'll be doing that with some Crappins on Demand. And then later in the week, we have the season finale of Real Housewives of New York, also on Crappins on Demand. So stay tuned for that and go to patreon.com/watchwithcrappins to sign up if you are not signed up for that already.
Yes, and speaking of Patreon, let's thank our Patreon subscribers.
Watch What Crappins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.